This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For ghosts like memories, cling to the places they loved. Elizabeth Bowen. Welcome to Grimley.
How now, brown cow?
What's up?
I know, we really should be practicing some of those. I need
enunciation.
I need to practice not saying like.
Do you?
I do.
Well.
And it was the fuck out of me whenever I edit. I'm like, you sound like a moron.
Like, oh my God.
This is like, ugh.
It's a filler word that you use while you're sort of like processing.
I know. Instead of
exactly.
I do like.
Well, listen, we all do, and we need to stop being so hard on ourselves.
All right. You know what? You're not wrong. I also just need to shut up with the folks.
Welcome to Grimley.
Hi, welcome to Grimley.
I'm Meg.
Hi, I'm Missy, and we are two unserious people that talk about seriously creepy stuff.
Ooh.
We are deep into September.
So cozy.
Spookier season.
Fantastic.
I think spooky season starts after Labor Day. I don't wait till October.
Oh.
You know?
Sure.
Why not? It's like fall. It's just association. It's spooky by association.
It's technically summer through most of September.
Okay.
And I am a summer gal, so you don't refuse. Try to take this from me.
I'm not trying to take it from you.
Washington does every year. Takes it away.
You can be spooky in the summer. Summerween is a thing.
Summerween?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're coming for it.
Summerween.
Yeah, like it's kind of like a lot of like slasher movies are
okay.
You know, during the summer and like camp, you know, situations.
You have to get, you know, to get you primed for festive season. Yeah.
There's a lot of very famous horror movies that are in the summer.
Fantastic.
Camp, Crystal Lake, Jason, Cabin in the Woods, the summertime movie.
True.
You know, you can watch some summer-based horror movies for sure.
Okay.
What did you think of Clown in the Cornfield?
I forgot about it, honestly.
Yeah.
We watched it.
We watched it last night because we wanted to watch a scary movie that we didn't really have to pay attention to that much because, you know.
You know what? I liked it at the end of the day. Yeah. I liked the love story between those two.
Mm-hmm. I know that was cute. Mm-hmm. I liked everyone like coming to the realization.
It was kind of wholesome.
It was very wholesome. Yeah, it was very predictable. I feel like I could call everything that was about to happen. But sometimes you just want like a more stupid movie.
Mm-hmm.
We need to really appreciate, I think, stupid movies more.
I feel like that Y2K movie was kind of like that.
I didn't watch that.
I didn't either. But I feel like it would be kind of silly, slapsticky.
Yeah, type right. Campy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a horror movie called Totally Killer with, I can't remember her name right now. She's a pretty famous actress where it's like time travel, but she's like time traveling back to the 80s when her mom was her age and her mom's like a total bitch.
Oh.
But she's trying to like save her mom and all of her friends from getting murdered by this killer.
Oh,
it's like a slasher film, but like time travel also.
Because her mom was murdered by this.
Her mom was murdered in today's era. So she tries to travel back in time to figure out who it was that was doing all the killing before.
Oh, because there was this killer in
the 80s that killed like all of her mom's friends.
Got it.
And then he comes back eventually and kills her.
How does it work? But that makes sense.
Yeah. It was actually, it was a kind of a fun, stupid horror movie. Mm-hmm. Like there were some good jokes and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like the new Scream is a little bit like that.
Yes, for sure. I don't know how I feel about watching the next one with all the Melissa Romero drama. How she basically got fired off of it for speaking out against Palestine or for Palestine. She was like the older sister.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Jenna Ortega quit because she got fired. She was like, fuck all y'all.
She's good. She's a good girl.
I know. But Ned Campbell's coming back in this one. So I don't know. I think Courtney Cox is probably going to be in it.
Just let them do it.
Somehow Matthew Lillard is supposed to be part of it.
That's strange. Oh, maybe he's like, I don't know.
Like a twin?
I can't.
I don't know either.
There's no way that makes any sense to me.
Because he dies in the first one.
As the killer.
Yeah. He's Stu.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Love him, though. He's the best part of the movie.
I know. He was really great in the first one.
All right, well, whatever. They'll figure it out. It's like he can't even be flashback.
I know.
Because he's older now.
Well, they did that with the guy who plays Billy Loomis.
That's true.
Like, they just de-aged. Yeah. They, like, just kind of de-aged him.
Weird.
I said Billy Loomis. That's not correct. Is it?
Billy. Is it Billy.
Is it Billy Loomis?
I don't recall.
Huh. Awesome.
It doesn't sound wrong to me. Not immediately wrong.
Yeah. Maybe we should watch Scream Theater, the original.
I have watched it recently.
Oh, you have you?
Yeah. I'm still like, don't. I think Billy Loomis is right. I think that sounds right.
Yeah. That was such a good scary movie.
So good. Perfection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one that I usually don't like to rewatch.
Yeah.
Horror movies. Because
that's, yeah, that one you can.
Yeah. Definitely. That one is. It's just very iconic in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. It's like the scary version of like 10 Things I Hate About You.
Kind of. A little bit. It's like
a darker,
I don't know, like rom-com-y and a little bit, or not rom-com-y.
Funny. It's just funny.
It's like a high school movie, but like it was like just the peak slasher high school movie.
So good.
It started like kind of that genre. I mean, then
it was good too. It was like believable. They were truly sick.
I mean, and the fact that like they were promoting Drew Barrymore as like kind of the main girl for so much of it before like the movie actually came out.
Oh, like the trailer?
Yeah, she was supposed to be like the final girl, the quote unquote. Yeah. I mean, she's on the cover. She's like the main person on the cover.
Well, she's the biggest star.
She was the biggest star. Mm-hmm. She just got right away, kind of set a precedent, I think. But then, you know, now we have Neve Campbell forever. And them. So it's like, Sydney can never die. Like, right, I guess.
No.
Yeah. She's pretty iconic final girl in that sense. Very much like a Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Yeah. I was very disappointed in that Lost Halloween movie. Did you watch that?
No.
It was bad.
Well.
It was bad. Sorry. What?
It's like, how long are we going to talk about
movies? Scary movies? I could talk about it for a while.
I know.
I could keep going.
Like, let's actually talk about
anyways,
the story today.
We're in fucking spooky season.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That is the point. Go watch your scary movie. Let us know what your favorite scary movies are. I would love to hear. I would love some suggestions. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Mm-hmm. But we did a ghost story last week. A plane crash with a ghost story.
Yes. Okay.
And you mentioned...
Yes.
Very funny. You were like, yeah, like we need like less haunted houses and more like different haunted places.
Other haunted things, yeah. And yeah, like what else can be haunted?
Like, oh. Funny. Because
we have another haunting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wonder what's haunted this time.
So once to celebrate as the grandest ocean liner of its time.
Oh, a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She carried royalty, soldiers, and Hollywood stars across the Atlantic through both peace and war. Oh. But when the engines fell silent and the ship found its final home in Long Beach, California, something else lingered. Guests report footsteps echoing through the empty corridors, phantom voices in long abandoned rooms, and shadowy figures that vanished when approached. a ship of luxury turned legend, now known as one of the most haunted places in the world.
Wow.
This is the Queen Mary.
Okay.
Did no, you I been don't. There?
Nope.
You've never even, like, have you heard of it?
Nope.
Really?
Mm-mm.
This is a big one. Ooh. So,
boats. I don't know. I can't.
Thank you.
I can't swim. So it's like, cool, a lot of stuff. It's not on my radar.
Cool water stuff. She's not even, she's docked now. She's not sailing.
In Long Beach.
It's a hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. I'm gonna give you some background.
Okay.
The Queen Mary is a retired British ocean liner that was operational between 1936 to 1967.
Okay.
Mainly in the Northern Atlantic. Her name comes from Queen Mary of Britain. She's bigger than the Titanic. The ship itself is twice the size of the Titanic and has two swimming pools, two cocktail bars, and five dining areas.
Okay.
And lounges in a grand ballroom.
A grand ballroom.
I mean, this is...
Okay. Oh, I've seen a picture of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think, this is one of the... I think this is the grand ballroom.
Okay, looks like a dining room.
Mm-hmm. Dining hall. But yeah, it's very lavish. I mean, this is a luxury ship, right?
Yes.
So all of this luxury on the ship was set aside during World War II when the Queen Mary was repurposed as a transportation vessel for troops and prisoners of war.
Okay.
So during this time, she was completely painted gray and was actually much faster than German U-boats and was named the Gray Ghost. Because of her ability to outrun these U-boats.
Damn. Okay.
The Grey Ghost is a fucking cool nickname.
That's true.
Like, I would... If someone called me the Grey Ghost, I'm like, no, that's my whole personality.
She's like, please.
That is what I am.
You're going to have to be gray first.
I know.
Sorry. Not yet. Maybe later.
Just paint myself every goddamn day. So, the ship was estimated to have transported over 800,000 troops. And servicemen during the war. Hitler had actually put a large bounty of 1 million Reichmarks, which is their fucking shitty Nazi Bitcoin.
Nazi money. Okay.
Yeah. And reportedly said that the captain that was able to sink the Grey Ghost would be given the highest military honors.
Who? Fantastic.
Fucking shut up. But, you know. But during the war, there were zero U-boats that were able to even keep up with her. She was like one of the fastest ships. During this time.
Who would have thought?
I know. I mean, it's like a cruise liner, so I mean, you have to get places quicker.
You do.
Yeah. And this is actually, I don't know if you, might have to hand you this, but this is a picture of her.
Oh, I've seen that.
With
okay.
all the troops on her.
Yes. Okay.
Like, it's a huge fucking ship.
Yes.
So, during the war, the Queen Mary even carried Winston Churchill across the Atlantic three separate times. To meet up with the Allied forces in the United States. And then in 1947, she was painted back to her original colors because she was painted gray during the war and was given her original name back.
Oh, wow.
I would just accept the Gray Ghost.
Well, as a tourist, I'm not sure I want to be on the Gray Ghost.
Oh, it's...
I don't want to pay lots of money to...
Sleep on the Gray Ghost?
No. Okay. They need to... Make it civilized and fancy sounding.
Yeah, Queen Mary is definitely more fancy sounding. Mm-hmm. Grey Ghost is like her alter ego.
I mean, she is a bad bitch.
It's like her Batman name.
Mm-hmm.
Grey Ghost. So in the 1960s, she was sold to the city of Long Beach, where she is now docked permanently and is a hotel.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I would love to go stay there. We should at some point.
Yeah, you should work one of these.
I know. Things. I was thinking that, yeah. So in the 30-odd years that Queen Mary was seafaring, there have been quite a few deaths on board as well.
Sure.
So,
especially as a... Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
old
yeah.
people, accidents happen.
Also,
a warship.
Transporting prisoners of war. Like, yeah. They're probably not going to be in the best conditions,
there's
right?
a lot of... Yeah. yeah. This is not surprising. Okay, so naturally, she's haunted as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the Queen Mary is said to have 49 reported deaths on board.
Oh.
But there's more outside of that, and I'll explain in a little bit.
Alright.
Most of them are from natural causes, but I'm going to share some of the more eventful deaths that happened on this ship. So Sir Edgar Brighton, the first captain of the Queen Mary, died of a stroke in his cabin on board not long after he had taken his position, unfortunately, which sucks. And then during the war, the Queen Mary had accidentally sank one of her escort ships. So she was transporting the 29th Infantry to Europe during the war effort. And on October 2nd, 1942, she like basically had a bunch of ships around her. And one of these boats was called the Curacao. And what happened is that the Queen Mary would like kind of sail in like a zigzag pattern, okay, just trying to outrun everybody, but like also making sure like you can't just like launch a torpedo at her, right?
Okay.
And since she was like so much faster than mm-hmm. all of these boats, and she was like doing the zigzag pattern, the Curacao wasn't able to get out of her way quickly enough.
Oh my God.
And the Curacao was like a World War One ship, so okay, it was significantly slower.
Oh.
And this is kind of off the coast of Ireland, mm-hmm. and it was a Britain ship.
Okay.
So she's zigzagging to evade U-boats. They're coming after her. And the Curacao was kind of in front of her as like an escort. And she just fucking cuts right through the Curacao.
Oh my God.
On accident. Which is fucked. The boat is basically split in half.
Oh my God.
And because it's wartime, the Queen Mary cannot stop.
Okay.
You can't stop. You have to keep going. So...
damn.
Yeah.
They're just like, sorry about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, friends. They cut through it.
Oh, my God.
And, like, there's a lot of people that got caught up in the propellers.
Jesus.
Unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, this accident cost 338 lives from the Curacao, and only 99 sailors were eventually rescued and survived the crash. Mm. So, the Queen Mary, she cut through it, killed a bunch of people. They had to keep going, but they were able to... Brady win, be like, hey, this just happened. You guys have to come out. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. there was a rescue effort. It just wasn't
the ship.
The ship. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is actually a picture of her after. And that huge ass, like, bite taken out from the other ship.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the front.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Just took, which is kind of crazy because she literally cut a ship in half and it just basically made a dent.
Barely. Yeah. Totally.
It kind of gives you an idea of, like, how big.
The other one, wood?
No, it wasn't wood. It
oh
was,
my God.
Yeah, but she was so, she was going very heavy, fast.
Oh my God.
And like kind of all speed of head.
That's
I know.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Okay.
So it's also said, this is, I don't know how much I believe this story, specifically the one I'm about to tell you. I'm just saying it was one that was brought up during my research quite often. That one of the cooks during World War II was killed by Australian soldiers. On board because they didn't like his cooking.
Oh, listen, I don't know when Australia became Australia, but we know they were prisoners.
It was like basically an island,
a peanut
continent,
or whatever.
Yeah,
isn't I don't that know what it's called? The peanut colony.
I have no idea. Truly, so.
They shipped their prisoners to Australia.
Yeah, yeah. But what did you say? Peanut?
Penile.
Oh. That also doesn't make any sense.
Because you...
like, pale teeth?
I don't know.
What is happening? Are you okay?
Hold on. What if I'm just totally
I'm gonna
right?
I'm going to give you a redemption arc.
Australia.
I'm going to let you Google it.
Australia. Penile.
You gotta stop saying penile.
Okay. Okay. Okay, penal colony.
Penile colony is a whole other ball game, dog.
Sorry. Okay, it's like Love Island. Became a British penal colony. Because Britain's prisons were overcrowded and the American Revolution closed off North America as a destination for so we were too
that kind of tracks, honestly. It attracts more than Australia.
We are
the penile colony.
Australia and the U.S. are like, they would be horrified to hear this, but like, we're not so different.
We're not Okay. No,
well, God bless them.
Garrett, I don't know that. I'm going to keep going.
It's close.
Listen.
But not quite.
We are Americans and we know we're fucking trash. So you don't have to tell us. We are the penile colony. So don't come for us, Australia. Okay. We're aware. We're aware how bad we are. Okay. She's never going to financially recover from this. Anyways, there's that story. Okay. So after the war in 1949, Senior Second Officer William Stark accidentally drank laundry detergent that was stored in a gin bottle.
That sounds like he was set up. I know. And laundry detergent?
He died by poisoning. Okay.
Someone poisoned him.
Evidently, I guess he was drinking from the captain's gin bottle and the captain told him, oh yeah, you can have some, but like forgot that he put laundry detergent in that specific gin bottle. I don't.
Not a chance. The captain was like, I'm sick and fucking tired of drinking my gin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna kill him.
Oh, you like sabotaged.
He was just like, yeah, go ahead. Like, one it's more
the
time.
Ultimate, like, you want to eat my ham sandwich out of the fucking fridge one more time?
I wiped it on my ass.
Next food.
Never. I don't want a ham sandwich unless it's fancy it's, ham and butter.
I know it's the first
I
thing
would
that
wipe
came.
My ass with a ham sandwich.
So we know what happened there. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyways, the seas have got me wild.
Oh man. Okay. So another alleged death on board happened during a drill. So this isn't alleged, this actually happened. So another death on board happened during a drill for practicing the watertight procedures in the 1960s. Mm. So they had like a bunch of doors that close to like make sure.
Is it watertight?
Yes.
Okay.
Watertight doors.
I want my ship to be watertight if possible.
Yes, that is the ideal.
If possible. I don't know if it's necessary. I feel like water plays an important part in
buoyancy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But so there are
areas that should be without water,
specifically in the boiler room, that you have watertight drawers
because you want it to stay hot there.
So one of the workers during one of these drills was trying to like go through one of the doors as it was closing and he was crushed.
Oh, that sounds very bad. Holy shit. Ugh.
And it was an automatic shutting mechanism.
Oh,
so sir. There wasn't really anything.
He should not have risked it.
I know. It's a bad call.
Oh, okay.
The worst call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is also a report of another person being crushed in the same way by this watertight door. And it was the same door. It was door 13.
Ew. Oh,
it was door 13?
Door 13.
Wow, it's very spooky.
I know, right?
How predictable.
Right? Maybe a little too? I don't know.
I know. That might be a lie.
Yeah.
Which door was it?
The first one's definitely a thing. It was like, his name was, I think, John something. John Proctor? No.
Proctor.
So the name only came up in some very specific research, so I didn't put the name in immediately because I wasn't sure if that was bullshit.
Oh, fair.
Mm-hmm. For lack of a word. Besides the history we've just talked about, the Queen Mary is also known to be one of the most haunted locations in the world. So we were going to get to the ghost.
Oh, yes. It's ghosty time.
After this.
Oh, spooky time. Soon.
On Canada's east coast, the Atlantic isn't the only thing that's dark and restless. It Came From the Maritimes is co-hosted by siblings Evan and Chelsea, who share the region's fog-shrouded legends, haunted lighthouses, ghost ships, and chilling folklore passed down through generations. It's maritime history at its most haunting. True crime, eerie local lore, and the mysteries that refuse to stay buried. For those drawn to the strange and storied side of the East Coast, It Came From the Maritimes releases new episodes every week. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we are back. Okay. So one of the most popular haunted hotspots in the Queen Mary is Suite B340.
Okay.
So this is the suite that has the most paranormal experiences in it, and it's said that the staff will not go into this room alone.
Oh.
They're like, nope, not going in there. So people have reported the bed shaking and the water in the bathroom turning on and off.
Wow.
And disembodied voices and whispers and the lights turning on and off as well.
I don't like whispers.
Mm-mm.
Voices?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So something about this place is it is a ship, and so the walls are insulated.
Yes, you could potentially hear
someone. So you could potentially be hearing someone else in like a different room.
A whisper.
A whisper is very different than like a disembodied voice, right?
Yes.
Or a bed shaking.
You know what? You're right. I didn't give that enough credit because that is unexplainable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, what the? Because it's not moving. It is stationary.
Oof.
The ship is in, it's docked.
Oh, you're right.
It's not going anywhere. Yeah. It's on the water, but it's not going anywhere.
It's at sail.
Yeah, exactly. This is like a Virgin America. This isn't the poop cruise.
Oh, yeah, it was so good. I loved that. So I loved it.
So the suite was having so many reports and complaints of paranormal experiences. The owners of the Queen Mary actually took the room off as an available room for 2 decades.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they gutted it down to the studs, or whatever studs are in the boat.
Uh-huh.
And now you can rent the room as a paranormal experience, specifically. So they're like, if you want to stay in this room, this is the paranormal room.
And did they refurbish it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they like basically redid it.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. It's not just like an empty fucking hollow room. There? No, wait, they like redid the room.
Okay.
Yeah. And now you can rent it as a paranormal room.
They probably charge a premium.
Oh, yeah. It's more.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could be fun, though. Like an event.
Sure. I have a hard enough time sleeping, so why not?
Fuck it. Let's get some ghosts while we're here.
Sleep anyway.
Yeah. So the next significant hotspot for the Queen Mary is the engine room. So this room is where the man was crushed by door number 13.
Is that door still there?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And so witnesses have reported seeing a man wearing blue coveralls walking the corridors of the engine room before disappearing.
Oh my goodness, they're disappearing.
And they also hear screaming in that room.
Do you think, like, he had time to scream?
I don't know.
Maybe.
So like I don't think, like, those doors are, like, you know, like, super fast. It's on, like, a roller.
So he... How do you get yourself crushed?
I don't know. I think he was... Maybe it was almost all the way closed. He tried to, like, sneak in through it, like get through the door because he had to because it was a drill and just didn't move.
Oh,
or like
God.
Maybe he underestimated how quick the door was closing.
It's clearly something went wrong.
He was 18.
Oh, okay. So. We're being too hard on this young man.
Well, I mean, also just because you're 18, you're a little bit make some stupid decisions,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that cost him his life.
Yes. He's doing the best he can.
Mm-hmm. So another spot that people have experiences in is actually in the bow of the ship. So the front of the ship. People have recorded hearing screams in the area and knocking on cue when prompted. Like they do like the dun, 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 dun. And then someone does dun, dun. Which is interesting. And many believe that these are the ghosts of the crew of the Curaçao.
Okay.
Because that's where it cut through.
Sure.
The front of the ship, right? So people have also claimed to have seen a woman in 1930 style swimsuits in the pool areas.
Wow.
So the pools are like drained now and they're not available to swim in. I think they're just really expensive to maintain. And
if
like,
I'm staying at this hotel, I would like to use the pool, please.
I would like to use like the 1930 style swimming pool.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks cool. But they're not available, unfortunately.
Bullshit.
I think it was really expensive to like maintain them and like fix them and keep them watertight. I don't fucking know. It's a ship. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm annoyed.
At me? I'm the one that drained the ship. The boat.
Maybe better like plan a garden or something there.
Yeah.
Like, what else are you doing with this space? Just
hole? It's just a space. Actually, I have a picture of it.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
How much is this a night? Do we know
like
how much?
$200.
Okay, fine. Like, it's more than $250. I am annoyed.
I am fucking pissed. That's for a suite, too.
Okay, fine. This is why I don't know about it. I'm sorry.
I know, right?
It's not on my radar.
So people have also claimed to have seen wet footprints and hear splashing sounds like someone's diving into the pool
but
that's now
no
empty.
Pool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is interesting.
And in the first class area, people have also claimed to see a little girl and she's like clutching a teddy bear and looking upset.
I don't like that.
And most of like the EVP evidence from this place is in the pool room, and it sounds like a little girl.
Okay. Little kid ghosts can fuck off. I'm not interested.
Little kid ghosts are usually not little kids.
I'm not interested.
And this is that's the pool room. That's the first class pool.
Wow, okay. Yeah. It's indoors.
It's indoor. Yeah, it's okay, on above deck. Yeah.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to hang out in there anyway. It's too much the chlorine smell, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Until it's like humid in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the second class pool area, there is said to be a spirit of another little girl named Jackie. And I feel like in some of my research, Jackie was kind of going between the first class and the second. Like, people were confusing it. Because I don't know if there's two little girl ghosts or if this is like one little girl. And people are just confusing one for the other situation. Okay. In my research, it was like a little bit up in the air, I guess.
I think Ghost Jackie could probably move about the ship.
She can, for sure.
She could be in two places.
Maybe this little girl.
Okay.
That's the problem. So Jackie is said to be talking and laughing in this pool area, and some have speculated that Jackie actually drowned in the pool, but there's been no reports of a drowning in the pools on the Queen Mary. So
okay.
I think it kind of adds maybe that, like, this isn't a little girl. It's something else.
Oh, okay. Got it. Bullshit.
Or a little bit of bullshit, yeah. So in the Queen's...
For the lore.
Yeah, for the lore. We all do it for the lore. Mm-hmm. So in the Queen's Salon, which is the first class lounge, guests have reported seeing a young woman in white reportedly, like, dancing by herself. Like, waltzing, but, like, just not with a partner.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
It's like Anastasia.
It's a little bit Anastasia. It also reminds you of Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Disney ride. Yeah. So in the area of the first class staterooms, guests have reported seeing a tall man with dark hair in a 1930s style suit walking through the halls. Like, he's just doing his business, which is kind of seems to be on point for the era, right? And there's also been reports of items flying across the room and glasses breaking where the kitchen once was.
Interesting.
Which, if like that cook if it's not was moving, actually killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the kitchen is like not in the same spot.
Oh, okay. They refurbished it.
Yeah, since they refurbished it to like make it more modern.
Sure.
So throughout the entire ship, people have heard and seen what seems to be past guests who have never left. But we have some guests to talk about that visited one night. Huh? Aaron, Nick, and Zach.
Motherfucking. God damn it. You said it in that order because you knew I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I was like,
the Ghost Adventures crew.
Okay.
Can I fucking tell you, Meg? This Queen Mary episode of Ghost Adventures was so hard to find.
Oh.
There's like some licensing stuff. And so if you like look on Prime, HBO Max, I think, has Ghost Adventures.
They're there. You can just,
All the seasons are there,
except
there's a couple episodes.
Oh, interesting.
That are not there because of licensing stuff. And I'm gonna speculate because of something else later. Oh. But the Queen Mary was so fucking hard to find. I finally had to go to, I think it's called Philo, whatever. It's like it's an app.
Okay.
That you can like basically use for live TV.
Oh.
And to pay for that.
Oh my God.
And then I had to DVR the episode this morning. So I watched it this morning.
Oh my God. You downloaded the paid for the subscription so you could DVR and then you could cast it.
And I might make you watch it.
The technology queen.
I know. I might make you watch it.
Don't make me watch it. Please don't make me watch it.
I'm going to duct tape you to that chair.
I hate it so much.
I would like to see your input on some of the evidence.
Fine. But is the whole episode about the ship or are they doing...
No, it's the whole episode about the ship.
God damn it. I'm like, hoping there's like a 10 minute.
No. It's all about the ship.
That's like a whole 30 minutes?
Yeah, about 30-ish.
Is it an hour of an episode?
No, it's about 45.
I was like, they cannot be doing an hour of bullshit.
It's just what they do. What they do. It is absolute.
An hour? Oh, this is terrible. Oh, sorry.
You're fine. You're going to be fine. Okay. So the episode starts with Zach asking the captain and the commodore of the Queen Mary if they believe the ship is haunted. And they say, absolutely.
Yes. Kept the new man.
Mm-hmm. So the commodore says when he was sleeping on board one night and his like wife got up to go get some coffee. I think it was like early in the morning. And he asked her to go get her. He's like, oh, yeah, can you grab me one too? And she leaves the room. And he says that he hears a woman whisper in his ear over and over, I'm cold.
Oh.
Just fucking scary.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Whispering and they need help.
Oh. I know. And then the captain says that he's seen a little girl ghost from time to time. And it just constantly has a feeling that he's not alone. Mm. He's like in a room alone, right? Very classic ghost stuff. Next, they go down to the bottom of the ship where there's actually a big, like, cut, like a hole, basically, where you can see the propeller.
Okay.
And Zach naturally brings up the sailors from the Curacao, basically being killed by that propeller. Mm-hmm. And they talk about how they don't feel good in that room, you know, blah, blah, blah. Get freely bringing up the drama, I would say.
Actors.
I will say, I know Zach's a douchebag. I don't know if you heard about the whole Holly Madison stuff. Like, they broke up and he, like, cheated on her multiple times.
So he dated Holly Madison?
They were dating for, like, years.
She's a good girl.
I know.
Okay, fine. I did not know that.
Yeah.
He cheated on her?
He cheated on her a lot.
An idiot.
And I'm like, Holly.
I didn't know she dated him.
Yeah, like, what did you expect, girlfriend?
She dated Chris Angel, too. She's got bad taste in men.
Got Hugh Hefner.
I know. Yes.
Step one is of the bad taste in men.
She's a good girl.
Yeah. So do better, Holly. Or not do better. You can do better.
You can do better.
You can do way better. Okay. Zach also starts asking about this little girl ghost. He's like, because everyone's talking about this little girl ghost, right? And to the credits of Ghost Adventures in the show, they do bring up the fact there's never been a reported incident of a little girl drowning. They're like, this doesn't add up, right? Mm-hmm. And so then Zach starts asking everyone, he's creating this narrative because it is a TV show of maybe it's not a little girl.
Oh.
Maybe it's something else, something darker.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, you know, if you take 2 seconds and think about it, maybe if you believe in ghosts, you're like, there's not, you know, a little girl here. Like, maybe it's something else. Like, little kid ghosts are fucking creepy in general. Mm-hmm. So they also do spend a good chunk of time talking to different investigators about the EVP footage they've captured, like, separately from the show. And just a reminder, EVPs are electronic voice phenomenon.
Okay.
The little recordings of, like, ghost voices, right? And there's a lot of evidence of people capturing what sounds like a little girl. Different quality, I would say. Some of them I'm like, that's bullshit. Some of them are like, actually, later in this episode, one of the people on this episode captures some pretty compelling stuff, I would say.
Compelling, okay.
Yeah. So
compelling.
Next, the crew decides to hold a seance. And I think seance is used loosely in this instance. There's not like a table and candles and things.
Okay. They just, like, try to talk to the thing?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. In the first class pool area.
Oh.
And they're with some friends of a guy named Peter James, who was kind of a well-known psychic and paranormal investigator who used the Queen Mary kind of as his home base for his investigations. And he hit a lot of footage on the Queen Mary talking to, like, the little girl ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And they show a clip of it. Like, one of the better clips he has. He had passed away by the time this episode happened. So they have some friends of him, and they bring some of his jackets that, like, he used to investigate in. And they also bring in a woman named Debbie Constantino.
Okay.
And so Debbie, her story is very tragic. So Debbie was in a partnership, like a EVP. Like, they were called EVP experts. And they kind of have, like, their own, like, ghost hunting following, her and her husband, Mark Constantino. Debbie is eventually murdered by Mark.
Oh.
And so he's not in this episode. She is. I think this might be one of her last episodes
that
she's alive in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a whole other, like, that's a whole other episode almost in itself.
You could do the episode.
Yeah, it's really tragic. There was a lot of abuse coming out after they, because he also turns the gun on himself after he kills her. So it's really fucking tragic and sad. And
sit down. It's kind of a bummer.
It's kind of a bummer. Yeah. Bummer. Yeah. But she, she's also a psychic and she gets the best evidence of this episode.
Okay.
So respect to Debbie.
Rest in peace, Debbie.
Yeah. So during this seance, they do hear a door open and close. They like one of the doors entering like a, it's like a swinging like gym type style door going into the pool area, and it's very loud, very creaky. So everyone's like, fuck, what was that, you know? So they also hear tapping throughout the room, and then Zach starts asking if Peter James is there with them and if Peter found out Jackie is actually a little girl, because they're calling the spirit Jackie, or the little girl spirit, and if there's anything that they should be concerned about during their investigation of the Queen Mary. They're asking Peter this because they're presumably Peter's still there. So Debbie is recording on like a voice recorder. And after Zach asks this question, they play back the recorder and they hear a voice that says, "What anger?"
What anger?
It is pretty clear, I would say.
Wow. Okay.
And then they also catch another EVP saying, "Oh, I fucking hate them."
Oh.
The ghosts are trolling.
Like, so over it. They're like, these fucking dumb fucks.
Look at these fucking tanned idiots.
Oh, I don't have time for this. I am dead. You think I give a shit about this?
You're bullshit.
Yeah.
So
the ghosts are cringing. They're like,
Even the ghost cringe is hard with this. They're cringing around along with you a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the first night. They actually do two separate nights at this place. So the second night is the actual lockdown. And if you don't know the show,
yes,
they basically get locked into a building by themselves.
Okay.
You know. Oops. And they bring in Debbie for this part of it too. And they also bring in two other guys who are like their technical dudes who are now actually on the show more because Nick left. And that's a whole other can of worms we're not going to open right now. I've talked about in previous episodes. Their names are like Billy and something else. I don't fucking remember. So Aaron is in the pool room with Debbie and he asks a question if Jackie is actually a little girl or not.
Okay.
And Debbie captures an EVP that's saying not.
Not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
says not? Is Debbie?
Debbie captures something.
Is Jackie telling on herself or is someone else like, no?
No, not a ghost.
Interesting. She's like, well, if you're going to ask, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
If you must know.
So they use some shit in this episode that I think is stupid.
Mm.
You know, for lack of a better word.
That's healthy. I appreciate hearing that.
I have some healthy skeptics. They use they call them like light spectrum cameras and they have something called, they call it like the laser microphone in this episode that I am just.
They're like, if we invent this stuff that isn't real to tell people it's technical, right. They don't believe us.
Yeah, exactly. So I will say there is a heavy dose of skepticism that I have in this episode. For me, for like ghost hunting, I think the most compelling stuff is EVPs, the voices you catch when you're recording stuff, like actual physical stuff you capture on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the extra next level. I have to like deeply explain what this is, pseudoscience bullshit to me. So they use some of that and I'm like, I don't care. So I do kind of skim over that stuff.
Nice. Okay.
For lack of a better word. Yeah. Yeah. So next in the pool room, the crew captures a very distinct EVP saying, "My daddy."
Oh, this. Passing
after Zach asks if anything in the room with them and if they can sit in the chairs in front of him because he has like a camera set up, and it's like, okay, daddy.
Oh.
That's how I'm playing.
Yes. Definitely.
It's funny. My ghost daddy.
The ghost is like, I want to sit on your lap.
Yeah, like, I'll do that. You're like, okay.
I am not a little girl.
Oh man. So during this lockdown as well, some interesting orbs are captured. And orbs are something that I'm like, about.
Dust. Camila.
Yeah. I think these ones kind of raise some eyebrows, because I'm sure that's why they feature them, but it's also, an orb can be a million different things. I don't know how I feel about orbs, like, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, it could be dust, it could be a bug, it could be something, I don't fucking know.
I'm cool with orbs.
Right. I think, I've seen some, like, cool evidence of orbs. This isn't, you know, whatever. So, the guys are now in the boiler room, and they also catch a weird laugh. That's actually caught on the camera's audio. Like, they're just filming and they hear it. Which is fucking creepy.
And I mean, it's creepy if it's real. It's not creepy if it's fake for the show.
It's always Meg's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Debbie, she's now by herself in the pool room.
Ah, okay.
And she catches a pretty good... She's, like I said, she gets the best evidence in this episode. So, Debbie is by herself in the pool room. She catches a pretty good EVP that says, "Wait for Debbie." After she says she's recording, but she's not going to speak. She's like, "Okay, I'm recording. I'm not going to speak." And then she captures something that says, "Wait for Debbie."
Hmm.
Like, are you like waiting for a cue? I don't know, you know? So another really good piece of evidence they do catch during this episode is when the guys are down in the boiler room, Zach, Nick, and Aaron. And this is where the man was crushed.
Okay.
And Zach is like shooting down one of the like the scaffolding pathways in this boiler room. And you see someone walk across the doorway. And on the other side of the door is a room that has lights on. So it's a very distinct person walk across. And this is like one of the things I want you to see.
Okay.
Because it's either it's fucking real, they capture that, or it's fake. It's a person that they pretended wasn't there.
Okay.
I don't know. You know.
All right.
So Zach runs into that room and... like, the door that leads to the room, it's, like, this big open space. There's nothing in it. It almost looks like it used to be, I don't know, like a...
storage?
No, like a ballroom or something. It's, like, oh, this it's huge room. Open room.
Oh, wow,
yeah, okay. And there's, like, stairs. And so he's, like, running around. He's, like, trying to... He's, like, is anyone in here? Like, that was fucking crazy.
Mm.
And I don't know if Zach's an actor and he's faking it. He's doing a good job.
Okay.
Because he's genuinely, like... what was that? Is someone else in here? Because he almost doesn't seem to believe it.
Mm.
Like, he caught someone. He's like, someone else was in here. I need to find a person. Instead of, that was a ghost. Does
sure.
that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So they go back in that room when no one's there. They're like, that was fucking weird. And then Zach asks, hey, if anyone's in here, can you bang on something? And then they hear a bang.
Mm. How kind.
What do you mean?
Just like, you ask and you shall receive.
Pretty much. Oh, and I said what kind?
It's like kind
I'm
of
like, the what kind of bang? No. I don't know. It's a bang.
Who would know? That's the point, right?
Yeah.
It's like where what right. is banging. And
yeah,
where.
It sounds like something on the pipes, like someone like banged on one of the pipes or something.
That wouldn't be easy for a human to do.
No.
Not in the walls.
Not in the walls, yeah. There is security on the ship for this lockdown. I think just because it's just a standard that the Queen Mary calls for. And evidently they were supposed to stay on the top of the ship, like on the deck, right? And they're basically just making sure no one's coming in, you know? And so Zach is still thinking about, like, the person in the doorway that he saw. And he's like, I'm going to go find the security guards and just ask them, was that you, essentially?
Okay.
So he, like, and they're not filming the security guard. They're, like, have the cameras pointed down, but, like, you can see his feet and there's audio. And so he goes and finds the security guard, and he asks him if he was in the room with the doorway. He's like, hey, were you in here like 45 minutes ago? And did you walk past the door? And the security guard's like, I wasn't even on the ship in 45 minutes ago.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, and that
wasn't me?
Yeah. Like I said, it's either real or it's fake.
Okay.
It's not like a trick of the eye or, you know, it's not like they're speculating, like, look really hard at this spot and you'll see something.
Okay.
It is... distinct.
Oh, okay.
It's 100%
a person. I'm here to see it. I'm ready. Watch.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of how the episode ends. It ends with that piece of evidence because they're like, this is it. We got it. You know?
We got it.
Yeah. Decades after her final voyage, the Queen Mary remains more than steel and rivets resting in Long Beach Harbor.
Cool.
She is a floating time capsule echoing with laughter from her lavish parties to the steady march of soldiers bound for war, and perhaps the lingering footsteps of those who never left. History and hauntings blend together on her decks, leaving visitors to wonder where the past ends and the paranormal begins.
Beautiful.
And that is the Queen Mary.
Oh, Queen Mary, the gray ghost. She's a the gray dime. Ghost. She's a diva. She's
we
a badass.
We should stay there.
She's an American hero.
Yeah. Yeah, she, literally.
Yep.
She transported almost a million troops.
She said, fuck you, Hitler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try me, bitch.
I bet she would say, fuck you, Trump.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Oh, no. I said
good. Good. I'm going to save that.
For the record, I'm not a fan. Sometimes it seems like I might be, but
no, you just, you are more
reserved.
Reserved, yes, is the right word. I was like, yeah, your feelings are valid.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Spooky, spooky.
Yeah, so we got two ghost stories. Both of them are not in a haunted house in the last 2 weeks.
Fantastic. That is what I'm talking about. I'm sick of drawers opening and cabinets slamming. I'm over it.
You say that until it happens to you.
If it happens to me, I'm leaving immediately.
Sorry, not to talk about another scary movie, but when you said cabinets opening, one of these scariest movies... Or like one of the scariest movie moments for me is in Paranormal Activity 2.
Okay.
When she's sitting in the kitchen. Have you seen that movie?
I don't know if I've seen the second one. The first one was scary enough.
The first one's fucking scary. The second one, I think, is scarier.
Okay.
There's a moment where this woman, she's like sitting in the kitchen. And you can tell she seems uneasy because she's like looking around.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everything opens up in her kitchen cabinet-wise.
There's no way to explain that.
Yeah. And she like freaks out. It's such a scary moment.
I'm gonna be running downstairs.
And she's like, get me the fuck out of here.
I just need to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not okay. That doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, anyway. That was a scary movie. That's what we got for you guys this week.
Queen Mary.
Another spooky story.
Thank you.
Next week, we'll not do another spooky story.
Okay, we'll take a break from spooky.
Mm-hmm. We've got a true crime episode next week.
I like those true crime episodes.
I know you do.
Okay.
We probably won't record it this week or this
weekend.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we're too unhinged. I gotta put some respect on the true crime things. Mm-hmm. You
that
know?
Is true. Yeah. Yes, no, you need to be the right
space. Yeah.
We're respectful.
We gotta clock ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. And we will not. We've been drinking too much. We've been drinking too much. We've been having too much cheese.
It's just been like a fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, thanks for listening this week, guys. Rate, review, do the things. It really helps us out. I can't emphasize that enough.
Oh.
Tell your kids, tell your wife.
Yeah, tell everybody.
Don't tell your boss. I don't know. Maybe.
If you're probably friend, don't.
If you're cool with him.
I don't.
No, I don't either. But if you're cool with your boss and you're like, oh, I have this fun podcast, maybe you should listen. I think it's fun. It's a good way maybe to bond and get a promotion. I will guarantee a promotion for you if you start this podcast.
Oh my God, I love it.
Your boss will be like, oh wow, what an interesting, fun person who suggested this podcast to me.
Jesus. Your boss needs to be a woman.
Hence the unhinged part of this week. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you next week. And until next time.
Stay grimly curious.
You're in promotion.
Thank you so much for listening. Music by Alex Kingston and Adam McKinnon.
For podcast photos and updates, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Grimly Podcast.
Be sure to rate and review, and we will see you next week for another episode. Bye, bitch.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.